Good evening, everyone. The makers of Rinso are proud to present The Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore. You know, down deep in my heart, I know none of you ladies ever says such things as, "Hooray, it's time to wash dishes." No, not even you who use the new anti-sneeze Rinso. But on the other hand, you Rinso users can vouch for the fact that washing dishes with Rinso is a darn sight easier and more pleasant than using some old style soap. Sure, because those rich Rinso suds get even your greasiest pots and pans shining bright in a jiffy without getting your hands rough and red in the bargain. And speaking of bargains, it costs less than a cent a day to wash dishes with Rinso. So, you folks who haven't tried Rinso yet, do it soon, won't you? I'll bet you'll agree with the ladies who say, "Why, that Harlow Wilcox certainly knows his suds." And now, The Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore.
Evening, Mayor. What are you doing?
Hello, Judge. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm transplanting some of my rose bushes.
At this season?
Well, you take care of your garden, and I'll take care of mine. Here, you take this armful.
Ouch! Be careful, will you?
Tender skinned, huh? I've never seen a grown man make so much fuss about carrying a load of rose bushes. There, take them in the shed. I'll follow them.
They come over here for a respectable game of checkers, and they start you carrying weeds like a hired hand. Say, look, there goes Mrs. Carey's car. Always reminds me of a hearse every time I see it.
Yeah, I gotta go up there to see Mrs. Carey tonight. Why don't you come along with me?
I can think of more cheerful ways to spend the evening.
Well, I can't deny that, but somebody's got to talk to her. She's in a desperate state of mind.
Well, you're the mayor. That's your job. I'd like to shake the woman. She's let herself go all to pieces since her daughter died.
Oh, well, it was naturally a terrible shock.
I have no patience with her. If she hadn't been so uppity with the girl, the whole thing might not have happened.
Well, I've got to go up and talk to her tonight. She needs help. Kick the shed door open, will you, Judge? Oh, put them down gently. I don't want anything to happen to any of those rose bushes.
You'd think they were human the way you carry on.
Well, you'd be surprised at how human they are. I was working on that tall one over there when Ronnie first came over from England. And this new little one I planted when Amy Lou went to Bataan. That one you're just putting down is Holly Ann's boy crazy spree. Every one of them's a problem and a reminder.
Of what?
Oh, of the coming of spring, I guess. Rebirth and blossoming.
What are you two doing standing in this old coal shed? Come right in the house this minute. You want to catch your death?
Oh, I guess I was putting on my toga there for a minute, Marilla, doing a little sentimentalizing over my rose bushes.
Well, you can do your sentimentalizing in front of the fire in the library.
It's cold out. There's Thanksgiving in the air. I always start smelling the turkey about the middle of October.
It's nice air in your lungs, isn't it? Sharp and cold.
I bought a pumpkin today. Thought you might like a pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
Now wipe your feet off good before you come in.
It's nice in here.
Yes, I set your checkers up for you.
There's something special about a fire on a fall evening, isn't there? Something sheltered and snug and reassuring.
You're certainly feeling philosophical this evening.
Well, I always do when I'm putting my rose bushes away. Judge, are you going to call on Mrs. Carey with me?
Expecting company?
No.
I'll see who it is.
Might be old Ichabod Crane dropping in for a chat with his head on his saddle.
Yeah, the headless horseman. Yes, it's time for him to be riding again. Pumpkin time.
Land alive. Mayor, Judge, come here this minute.
What is it, Marilee?
Look.
Why, it's a basket. Who left it?
There's a baby in it. I don't know.
Well, pick it up. Pick it up. Don't leave it there in the cold. Here, I'll get it.
He's asleep. Cute little thing, isn't it?
Something Ichabod Crane dropped off, no doubt.
Put the basket down there. There's a note tied to the handle.
It's addressed to me. See? The mayor of the town. You said on many occasions that the city is your family. Well, here's one young member named Johnny who needs a family. Look after him, will you? Well, I'll be hornswoggled.
Now, look what you've gone and done. I told you you'd open your mouth once too often one day. See what it brought you.
Well, passing out any cigars, Mayor?
He's a fine-looking baby, isn't he?
Yes, I wonder how much he weighs. Here, let's see here.
Oh, good heavens. Why did you have to try and take him out?
Well, here, hand him to me. Shh, nice baby. Don't cry. Oh, he's probably hungry. Fix him something to eat, Marilla.
What should I fix?
A steak would be nice.
Oh, you think you're so smart.
Well, what do you usually give a child that age? Fix some milk and sprinkle it on your wrist before you give it to him.
You better run down to the drugstore and get a baby's bottle, Marilla.
Oh, stop the nonsense.
Go on now. Go on. Stop. Look at him. How he's holding on to my finger. He recognizes a friend.
All babies do that.
But not with a grip like this. Say, Judge, I can't put him down. You'd better call the police commissioner and ask him to start looking for the mother. Archie'll probably want to come up here and see what he can find out. Itchy-coo.
I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't just heard it. Baby talk at your age.
Oh, go to blame. Say, Judge... You know, we are approached by a dilemma. You hold the baby while I go up to the linen closet. The triangular method has been discarded for the more rectangular fold. Hold the book straight. You're waving it up and down like a flag.
Well, if you'd look through your glasses instead of over them, you'd be better off.
Oh, mind your own business. For the rectangular fold, fold the diaper in half first and then make two vertical pleats. Two vertical pleats.
Well, the formula's ready. What are you doing?
Oh, what does it look like I'm doing?
Making a botch of things.
Could you do any better? Oh, he's a good little baby, isn't he?
Did you get Ronnie to bed?
Yes, finally. You want to take the baby to bed with him. Now, help me get the nipple on this bottle. You hold the bottle. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Now, why did you have to go and make him cry?
I made him cry. Well, I like that. You dropped the bottle.
Well, the judge pushed me.
I never touched him.
Nice baby. Go on to sleep. Nice baby. Oh, stop crying. Nice baby.
Oh, stuff and nonsense. Keep quiet, will you? Shut up!
Well, did you have to frighten the child?
Well, he shut up, didn't he? The end justified the means. I'll go fill another bottle.
Let's have that book again, Judge.
Here it is, Mayor.
Have the safety pins open in the mouth. Well, that's a kind of a dangerous process, isn't it? Lift the baby, holding one hand under his head, and place him on the diaper.
Oh, stuff and nonsense. There's no peace in this house. Hello?
It's easy to see you've never been a mother.
Well, I'll see. Mayor?
Huh?
It's Clarice up at Mrs. Carey's. She says you've got to come at once. She won't tell me why. She says you know.
I'll tell her I'll be right there.
Oh, all right.
What's going on up at Mrs. Carey's?
Hey, spread that blanket out in the basket, will you? I'll put the baby in. I can't stop to tell you now. I'll tell you on the way.
I wish you'd tell me what's going on around here. What's wrong up at Mrs. Carey's?
Here, Marilla, you take care of the baby. It may be late before I get back. Will you come with me, Judge?
One of these days, I'm going to quit leaving me alone with a baby.
Come on, Judge. Come. We've got to hurry. Every minute counts.
You're mad. You know that, don't you? You're stark raving mad, driving 50 miles to Windy Point in this storm.
Now, Mrs. Carey's life may depend on it, Judge. Her maid, Clarice, was really frightened. Well, I am, too. There's only one reason she could have for going out there tonight.
Well, you mark my words, you'll regret this nonsense. We'll probably catch our deaths of pneumonia.
Well, it isn't nonsense. Mrs. Carey hasn't been herself since Sue drowned. Well, she blames herself for her daughter's death.
Well, she was to blame. She refused to let Sue and her husband come to the house after they were married. She's a snobby, spoiled old woman.
Now, Mrs. Carey didn't cause Sue's death. Sue died because she insisted on taking the boat out in a gale. Pity is she died before she and her mother were reconciled. Mrs. Carey is a proud old woman, but she was coming around all right, though. Oh,
Mr. Carey died here, too, didn't he?
Mr. Carey drowned off Windy Point almost 10 years ago. And unless we're in time, I'm afraid Windy Point will know another tragedy. Most unnecessary one.
You don't think she'd kill herself?
Well, she hasn't very much to live for. Her husband and her daughter are dead, and she couldn't get the grandchild.
I'd almost forgotten that. That was a nice, unpleasant business, trying to take a child away from his father.
Yeah. Pull down the window on your side. It's getting all fogged up in here. It's hard to see. I think we're almost there.
Doesn't seem to be a light on any place. Spooky old place, isn't it?
I'll knock again.
Well, there's no one to answer but the ghosts.
Oh, she must be here.
Oh, a charming place.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. Why, it's the mayor and Judge Williams.
May we come in, Mrs. Carey?
Yes, of course. You'll pardon the candles. Something seems to be wrong with the lights. My daughter always knew how to fix them. Won't you come in? I'm sorry the house is so dark. Sue always liked lots of lights. She said it made the house seem like a beacon when she came sailing in. But of course we can't have so many now with the dim out.
Well, listen to the wind whistle around those eaves. This is no place for me.
You won't mind the sheets and the furniture. If you'd come a few days later, you'd have found everything in order.
Mrs. Carey, we've come to take you back to town.
No. I'm not going back to town. Maybe I'll never go back to town. Everything I love was connected with this house. I belong here.
You can't stay out here alone. The storm is getting worse.
I've been in this house through many storms.
Now, come on back with us. You can return in the morning if you like.
You think I'm a little crazy, don't you, Mayor? Well, I'm not. I know that my husband is dead and my daughter. But in this house, I can shut my eyes and see them. My husband striding in, his face wet with spray. My daughter running from one room to the other. Even the grandson that I've never seen, sleeping in his crib before the fire. In this house, I can pretend that they're all about me.
Well, now, that isn't right. The dead aren't meant to live with the living. There's a bridge that's crossed, a curtain that's dropped, Mrs. Carey.
You mean we can't be together, Judge? How can you say that?
Well, you can be together, sir. You can. In God's time, Mrs. Carey. But not before. There's a world for you in Springdale. None here. Now, come on, get your coat. Here, put a coat around her, Judge. Come on, Mrs. Carey.
Oh, I'm old and tired. There's nothing for me anymore. I can't go back with you. I can't. There's something I must do here.
Mrs. Carey, I need your help very much. I've driven 50 miles to see you.
How could I help you?
Well, someone left a baby on my doorstep tonight. Poor little waif in a basket. And I need some help. I don't know anything about taking care of babies. I thought you might be willing to help me with them. You've always had a way with babies.
Baby. It's been a long time since I've held a baby.
I had to tie his dighties around his neck, and I don't know how to feed him. Marilla's an old maid, you know. She's no help. I know it's a lot to ask, but...
A baby. I'll be glad to help you, Mayor. Of course, I'll be glad to help you.
What do you want?
Where's the mayor?
I don't know. Who are you?
I'm Johnny Allen.
What is it you want?
What do I want? Listen, sister, I left my baby here tonight and I want him back.
Well, the problem of the doorstep baby is getting more and more complicated. We'll get back to it in just a moment. But first... Somebody sent me a clipping that I got a big kick out of. It came from an Eastern newspaper, and it was a letter in a regular column that features letters from soldiers. A sergeant who's overseas now wrote to his mother in part,
"Also send writing paper and soap to wash my clothes with. Send a box a week, as it will be used to the last ounce."
Well, now, that letter didn't surprise me much because the Rinso folks have gotten a whole slew of letters from men in the armed forces telling us how much they appreciate Rinso. One we're particularly proud of came from Pearl Harbor, and it said,
"We, a party of five fellows, all from the States, employed here in the Navy Yard, would like to tell you what a superior product we have found Rinso to be. We do our own laundry without the modern conveniences. Our wives at back home always talked Rinso, but to us it was just another soap product. But we have found that just by putting our clothes to soak in Rinso overnight and rinsing them the next morning, they come out miraculously clean. Hats off to Rinso."
Well, now, I certainly can't add anything to that eloquent letter, except to say that you folks who've never tried Rinso will be just as enthusiastic about it. Get a giant-sized package of Rinso tomorrow. It holds over 4 pounds, enough for several weeks' washes, dishes, and house cleanings. And now back to Lionel Barrymore and the mayor of the town.
Now, another couple of blocks and we'll be home.
And just in time, if you ask me. What a storm. I don't see how you can drive.
Oh, I've driven in lots worse weather than this.
How big is the baby?
Well, I don't know exactly. A foot or two long, I guess. I hope you'll like him, Mrs. Carey. You see, I need you and he needs you.
Oh, it's hard to believe that someone actually needs me.
Well, you'll believe it all right when you see how that baby's diapers are pinned.
Well, here we are.
That you, Mayor?
It sure is, Marilla. Have you got a good fire built?
Well, hurry up, hurry up. There's
let me help you, Mrs. Carey.
Come on, there's someone waiting to see you here.
He'll have to wait, Marilla.
Well, he's been here a long time now. He says he's the baby's father.
Baby's father?
Yes, yes, he's in the study.
Take Mrs. Carey in to see the baby, Marilla. I'll go in and see him. Now then, young man, suppose you tell me just what this is all about.
Well, you're always shooting off, aren't you, about the city being your child? All you're willing to do for it.
Well, I... do a little talking about that occasionally, yeah. But see here...
No, I didn't mean to come back at all. I thought I'd just leave the kid and disappear. I couldn't do it. Had to be sure he was all right.
Why did you leave him at all? What's the meaning of it? Where's the baby's mother?
She's dead.
Oh, I see.
It happened a few months ago. I've been doing my best. I had a nurse for him while I was working in the mill. Now there's a war on and I'm needed. I didn't want to leave the kid with a nurse or in a home. I wanted him to have a family. Someone like you to keep him headed in the right direction.
Well, there are authorities you could have taken him to. We have very good homes in the city for children.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you don't. No kid of mine's going into an orphanage. I was raised in one myself. I know what they are.
Well, how about his mother's people?
I'd let him go to an orphanage before I'd let him go to them. My wife's mother never spoke to her after we were married. And then after Sue died, and the mother went to court to try and take the kid away from me. Can you imagine? You old she-devil.
Say, what's your name?
John Allen. What's it to you?
Johnny Allen. Oh, my.
I don't think this is such a hot place after all. Give me my baby, I'll go. I thought he'd have a good home here and grow up to be a good guy. But now I'm not so sure.
Oh, Mayor, I... Johnny.
What is this, a trick?
No.
I'm getting out of here. Where's my kid? You haven't let her touch him, have you?
Oh, then it is Sue's child. Somehow I thought it was.
Yeah, well, it won't do you any good. The court took care of you, all right. Trying to steal a man's son. You're terrific, you are.
I found Mrs. Carey sitting alone in an empty old house at Windy Point. She was going to kill herself because she had nothing to live for.
She's better off dead.
Ah.
She'd never done anything good in her life.
Ah, those are hard words.
She's a hard woman. She threw her daughter out, didn't she? Refused to answer her letters. Paid no attention to her at all. And then when Sue died, she tried to steal our kid. Now, what I'm saying is roses compared to what I ought to say.
Oh, I realize there's no excuse. I can only give you my reason. I loved my daughter very much. I didn't think you were good enough for her. I suppose I didn't think anyone was good enough for her.
It's time you found out you're living in a democracy.
I hoped to make up for the mistake I'd made.
You bet you did. By getting the kid. Well, you found out different, didn't you? Listen, Mrs. Carey. You haven't got a daughter. You stopped having one the first time your letters came back unopened. Your daughter dressed and lived and talked like a Carey. My wife scrubbed and cooked and lived like a woman.
Two women that should have been one woman.
No, no. There's no bridge between Sue Carey and Sue Allen. The wives of mill workers couldn't sit in a Carey parlor.
Don't you suppose I know those things? Don't you suppose I've sat alone in that house night after night with those thoughts eating away at me? Don't you suppose that night after night I've prayed, oh, God, let me have another chance. Let me have a second chance. But there was no answer. There was no second chance. She was dead. I was alone in a house that she haunted. Some nights I'd think I heard her laughing in her crib, and I'd run in, and the dark emptiness of her room would mock me. Sometimes I'd hear a door bang downstairs, and I'd sit up in the night, my heart pounding. But there were no footsteps on the stairs. There's only emptiness in my house now. I've nothing to live for. Oh, I don't blame you for refusing to give me the child. I haven't anything to recommend me. I would have loved her son. Your son. I wouldn't have made the same mistake twice. Oh, I realize you don't believe me.
Yes. I do believe you. I do believe you. And I think Johnny believes you, too. Johnny's lost Sue. He knows what it is to be without her. Don't you, Johnny? You know the black nights and the empty mornings? You've listened for her, too.
I've got work to do. I haven't got time to think about it.
Maybe it's easier when you have something to do.
And now you're going to war. It isn't a good way to go. Both you and Mrs. Carey are too eager to die. Both of you must forget this selfishness. Sue is dead, but her child is here and needs to be cared for.
Ah, spare the heroics. I'm not going out to die. I'm going out to mop up a few guys, that's all. When I was a kid, I used to go out and chop wood when I had something to get out of my system.
You're going to leave the baby with Mrs. Carey, aren't you, son? This baby is a living, warm part of Sue. She lives in his gestures and his smiles. He should be with someone she loved and someone that loved her. Since you can't keep him yourself, he belongs to his grandmother.
When I think of what she's done...
You haven't always been perfect yourself, you know. Everyone makes mistakes. And Mrs. Carey's paid very dearly for hers.
This child will help fill the emptiness in my house and in my heart. And so will you, Johnny.
You can leave me out of this.
No, I can't. Sue loved you, and I think I know why. You have strength and courage and a clean, straight way of looking at things. Sue was like that, too. Perhaps I can be. Oh, I wish you didn't hate me.
I don't hate you. I couldn't really hate Sue's mother. You know, there's been something burning inside me ever since you walked in. Because once, a long time ago, I saw you in the mill. And I said, Sue'll be like that when she's old. Tall and stately and swell-looking. I didn't know that Sue never would be old.
No, you and I will be old, but never Sue. I'll take good care of your son, and you'll find him waiting very eagerly when you come back.
Okay. But I'm not taking any charity now, mind you. When I come back, I'm paying for every cent he costs.
It isn't charity, Johnny. This boy is paying his own way.
And if I shouldn't come back, then he'll have to earn the money to pay you back when he gets big enough. You see that he remembers that, Mayor.
You have my word. I'll tell Marilla to get the baby's things together, Mrs. Carey. Oh, Marilla!
He has eyes just like Sue's.
Yeah. Kind of gets you inside, doesn't it?
Yes, Mayor. Look, he's asleep on my shoulder. Isn't he cute?
Oh.
Mrs. Carey is taking him, Marilla.
Taking him away? Oh, I thought maybe...
Oh, now, good heavens, Marilla, don't start crying.
Oh, I can't help it.
Oh, he's such a dear little thing.
Oh, great stars and little planets.
Oh, this is no place for me.
Oh, now, see here, everybody. Let's be calm. Let's not lose our heads. Oh, shut up. But what do you know? It worked again.
Mr. Barrymore will be back in just a moment. You know, I hate to boast, but have I ever mentioned the fact that Rinso is the only soap that's recommended by the makers of 33 leading washers? And did I ever mention that one of those washers is the famous Crosley washer? And did you know that the Crosley folks are more anxious than ever for you to use Rinso? Because Rinso's famous short run saves wear and tear not only on your clothes, but on your precious Crosley, too. You see, no new washers will be made while the war lasts, because the washer industry is giving full time to the war effort. But you'll keep your machine in the running if you take good care of it, such as having it checked by a dealer every so often and not overloading it. And by all means, use the new anti-sneeze Rinso regularly for a wash that's...
Rinso, what? Rinso, what? Happy little wash day song.
Now, Mr. Barrymore.
Friends, each year in the past, you've been asked at this time to lend a helping hand to your needier friends and neighbors by contributing to the community chest drives. Each year, you've given generously so that others needn't suffer. I don't have to tell you how much suffering there is in the world today. Your newspaper tells you that. So today, your community chest has a bigger role to play than ever before. This year, it's a community war chest drive that you're asked to contribute to alleviate the sufferings of people whose homes have been ravaged, whose possessions have been lost, and whose countries are fighting desperately to protect them. The community war chest drive closes this week. Will we let them down? The answer is no.
Thank you, Mr. Barrymore. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We hope you'll all be with us again next week. Be sure to hear Bob Burns as the Arkansas Traveler and Lionel Barrymore as the mayor of the town in one full hour of entertainment over these stations. Mr. Barrymore appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. And tonight's script was written by Miss Jean Holloway. This is Harlow Wilcox bidding you all good night for the makers of Rinso.
Breaks in the the middle it's a suds and quiz, and its name is Swan. A cake for the kitchen, a cake for the bath. Swan is a soap that breaks in half. Hey, diddle, diddle, it breaks in the middle. The new white floating soap called Swan.